There she goes, Cyril, Moonlight, and the Lars, giving you something to move and groove to and smile to on a Wednesday. It might be grey and rainy on the KZN North Coast, but you know what? It's International Earth Day, World Earth Day, which sounds a bit kind of, you know, World Earth. Do you need to put the word world before it? Or you can just call it Earth Day, I think. But a day for celebrating the Earth, the planet, and protecting her ecosystems, her ecology. And if you are a nature lover, an eco warrior, and someone with a special place in your heart for Earth Day, well, lucky you, because we're about to get into an eco earth focused interview. Who are we talking to? Well, putting the eco in Eco Estate, Simbiti Eco Estate, located right here on the KZN North Coast, a well-known and established brand committed to sustainability. And the lady who steers the ship when it comes to managing the brand, Jody Chetty, brand manager, in the house with us on an Earth Day Wednesday morning. Hello, Jody.
Mike, I have missed you. Good morning.
It's lekker to connect with you on an Earth Day of all days.
On Earth Day. The Earth is looking beautiful this morning. I'm enjoying the rain.
Yeah, we'll take the cooler weather for
sure. We'll take it. I love it.
And look, we don't really get like proper winter here.
It's a quasi-winter, but we'll take it.
Absolutely. And look, I think a bit of rain, a bit of renewal on an Earth Day is par for the course.
Refreshing. It's beautiful.
Yes. And I want to talk about this brand that you get to call home.
Yes.
And that has been part of the fabric of the greater Bolito, Salt Rock, North Coast for so many years, and continues to write incredible chapters in its own story. Simbiti. With the word eco literally being in the title, Simbiti Eco Estate. On Earth Day, I'm reflecting, I'm looking back. How do you bring Simbiti's eco-sustainability story to life in a way that resonates both with residents of Simbiti and the broader public?
So I love the fact that you said story. I think you're slightly clairvoyant, or you've peeked at my notes, because we often, in managing the Simbiti brand, we speak of the Simbiti story. And as you know, every story has a beginning, it's got chapters, and it's got an ending, but it's also got characters. So when you think of sustainability, it can really be an overwhelming concept. Sometimes it feels too big to personalize, but at Simbiti, that's exactly what we do. We honor the beginning. Simbiti has been around for 22 years. So there were...
Whoa!
Exactly.
That went quickly, hey?
It did, but we love it. So 22 years ago, when Simbiti was still a farm, there were practices that were put in place to protect the environment. We honor that. And then in every chapter, we meet new characters and they add to the story. New residents, new stakeholders. But the key to bringing the story to life with sustainability is just ensuring that every character, inside the estate and outside the estate, can identify with what we're doing, and then hopefully we all live happily ever after.
Hey, well, it's you know, the proof is in the pudding, as
absolutely.
They say. And I was down at the fig tree
fig
just
tree.
The other day,
yes.
And just marveling at the surrounds and the vibe and the ambiance. I'd say you're doing it right. sustainability, you know, as you say, it's kind of a big word, can often feel complex or technical. How do you ensure these initiatives are communicated in a way that sort of demystifies it, feels accessible and engaging and relevant to everyday life at Simbiti?
So Simbiti is a multi-generational estate, and we embrace that. We really embrace that. And in communications, in branding, our philosophy is to speak to everybody who calls Simbiti home with inclusivity, because there's no story without them. Simbiti isn't Simbiti without her people. So we have events, we've got environmental talks, and our next one is up on the 6th of May. We've got Nikki Forbes talking about the greatest swamp on earth. We recently had a kids' night walk where the kids were trawling a trail at night to find chameleons and frogs.
Oh, cool.
Easter egg hunt was a scavenger hunt in the forest. We've got a garden club. And then we communicate regularly. We use videos, we use short text on days like today to just communicate what these days mean and what it specifically means to the community, and that demystifies sustainability for our people.
That's so cool. Obviously, it fosters that strong sense of pride among residents when it comes to the estate's natural environment. And when it comes to kind of nurturing that connection and encouraging, I suppose, a sense of like shared responsibility, is that something that's kind of part of your mission?
It is. And so eco in Simbiti, it's not just something that was just dumped in the middle or as a prefix. Simbiti belongs to everybody who calls her home, and that means everyone has a role. Sustainability means leaving what you have in a better condition for the people who come after you. That's the core of sustainability. And so it's for us to keep Simbiti, to respect what we've been given, to make sure we look after it, and to make sure that the generations, and I hope for hundreds of years to come, there's generations that call Simbiti home. It starts with education and engagement, and that builds accountability. That's one of our core values for the environment. If we understand that we have to respect every inch of the environment, that's what our team does. We teach you why it's important. We teach you why you need to respect it. And then we also encourage, ask questions. What's this? What does it do? What's that little animal? What's that bird call? We do that all the time in the office. Did you hear that?
You're
what
quite
is
good
that?
By now, hey? You can, listen, you can pick out a...
Mark, our general manager, would love to think I'm quite good, but I'm still learning. But it's, what's that? Did you hear it? Where's it come from? Education starts with making sure everybody feels connected to the story, and that creates that shared sense of responsibility.
So cool, man. And as the story continues to be written, as Simbiti continues to evolve, how do you ensure that its sustainability narrative remains true, remains authentic, and while also reflecting innovation and forward-thinking development?
So, Mike, authenticity is at the heart of everything we do at Simbiti. We need to make sure that our story is true, and remaining authentic means we're true to who we are. That's eco first.
Yeah.
So we adopt practices that protect our environments. We've got, as we know, the indigenous plant-only rule. That means we lead with authenticity. A great example of how we're leading with that is one of our partners, Fidelity Security Services. We've got an electric car in the estate. Our staff calls her Nunubug.
Nunubug.
Nunubug. And Nunubug eats her breakfast. She gets charged every morning. So that's one way we're doing that. We've recently hosted Anura Africa to honor our conservation work with the critically endangered Pickers Gill reed frog. So there is honoring what we've been given, but it's also innovation. That's our strength to make sure that we evolve with technology. We harness technology. That's one of our strategic initiatives. It keeps us relevant. So the balance, really, that's our strength between innovation and 22 years of experience.
Yeah, 22 years and many more still to come. And the story is really at its most exciting chapter yet. And if you want to read out more and find out more, I would strongly urge you to check out the website, simbiti.com. You'll find out all about Simbiti Eco Estate and Country Club. Better yet, why don't you pop on through to...
come visit.
Come have a little visit. Grab a bite at the Fig Tree Restaurant at the Country Club, and you'll be able to see what we're talking about here. And Jody, to you and the team, as you continue to steer the ship of sustainability and stewardship, I'd be really proud if I were you of the brand that Simbiti has become and continues to be.
We absolutely are, but the story's not finished yet. Every day we write a new chapter.
This is it. And you've just heard the latest installment here on the radio, Radio Life and Style, and Jody Chetty, brand manager of Simbiti Eco Estate, on the microphone. Jody, let's do it again soon.
Let's. I will try and make sure that it's not as long the next time. Let's do it again.
Please. You have an open invitation here.
Thank you.
Bringing you back to the music is Benson Boone, Mr. Electric Blue.